Hey, welcome to Video Game of the Day blog. Today's topic, we're going to talk about the value of education on video games. Now, many educational games in the past were always created on the PC. And when I was growing up as a child, I played a lot of Treasure Mountain, Treasure Cave, Treasure Galaxy, and also a game called Zumbinis. Many of you have may recognize these games, but games today have not been as educational as those in the past, and if they are, they're only PC games. There's some console games, mainly those on Nintendo DS, that are many educational, but mainly games today are not that educational. Also, some retro games of the past that have incorporated some of the characters as Mario and Sonic are either teaching to type, such as Mario teaching typing, about history, like Mario's time travel, or Mario's Missing, teaches history aspects to children. But in general, these games are very low-brow to main hardcore gamers because they find that they stoop low when playing these games because they're educational and they would rather play the regular video games of these characters. However, the way video games have evolved today, they have become less and less educational, and video games back then, like Treasure Mountain, were still fun and entertaining while learning a lesson at the same time. Also, games like the Jumpstart series and Putt-Putt's Adventures were still educational and fun for kids, but still taught a good lesson. So that's my aspect on educational games of the past. Very good games, and I'll include some pictures on this post. Thank you for listening.